You are listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Please visit our website radiosai.org to listen to our free internet streaming service. On this website, you can access audio streams. The first three are Asia Stream, Afri Stream and Ameri Stream, which offer you programs in their languages common to these geographic regions. The other two streams are Bhajan Stream and Discourse Stream. Click on the Bhajan Stream to listen to a Sai Bhajan at any time of the day. Similarly, to listen to the divine voice of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, please log on to the Discourse Stream. Just log on to radiosai.org and experience the divine love of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. For any inquiries, please email us at listener@radiosai.org.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Placing my most humble pranams at Bhagavan's lotus feet, dear listeners, I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and today I am accompanied by Brother Ganesh, who will be helping me in playing the files from the audio console. Today is 30th of May, and the weather in the ashram is quite warm. The temperature right now may be around 31 degrees Celsius, but all here are eagerly waiting for the rains to come, as Puttaparthi is in the Rayalaseema area of Andhra Pradesh, and Rayalu in Telugu means stone. Well, the farmers of Puttaparthi and the villages nearby are depend on the agriculture and highly depend on the rains for the groundwater level to increase. Well, this is the segment Service Love in Action, and in this segment I speak about the various service activities undertaken by Swami's devotees and his students. And dear listeners, the highlight of today's segment will be an audio documentary which is from our radio series Serving in the Name of Sai, and this audio documentary will be featuring the service activities done by the Sai devotees in Europe. But this audio documentary will be, I'll be playing this audio documentary in a while, and before that I'll be playing for you few songs on service, and in between these songs I'll be narrating some stories, anecdotes, analogies, and what Swami has often said about service, the message. To begin with, let me just quote from one of Swami's discourses, which Swami delivered on 21st November 1988, and in this Swami talks about service, so I'm quoting it. I quote, "Service doesn't always mean taking a broom and sweeping. As an example, let us consider a teacher. When he ensures that his best effort is put in to teach and that students learn well, he is actually doing service. Similarly, we can consider a trader. It is not essential that he goes into the market and sweeps the streets. If he can ensure that he makes just the required profit and not grinds the customers for more, is an act of service. One must act in a way that satisfies his conscience. His conscience must be the judge for his act. You may ask, what does Swami like? I will say that one must discharge his duty sincerely. That is service. Do some form of community service to the society whenever you can. Instead of stopping with an individual, true service must span the entire society and then the nation. It is only in such kind of service that one can experience divinity." Unquote. So dear listeners, this was an extract from Swami's divine discourse that he gave on 21st November in the year 1988. In this excerpt, Swami gives a wide picture of service. Well, further, just to give an update, in our website, radiosai.org, our website team has uploaded a short documentary, a short video documentary, which you can watch, and it is about the selfless service undertaken by the Sai devotees of the Indian state of Maharashtra. And it is entitled, The Hapless Smile, Finally. It is a tale of how the distraught and drought-stricken people of Maharashtra find succor, water, hope and much more. In fact, dear listeners, the Indian state of Maharashtra is reeling under what is believed to be the worst drought in 40 years. The government of Maharashtra has officially declared over 11,000 villages as acutely affected. Well, the government has plunged into a full-fledged relief program to aid the afflicted masses, and the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization has also stepped in to do its bit. Well, to begin with, a survey was conducted in 20 most affected villages based on information received from collector's office and the district presidents of the Sai organization, and then 2,000 families were selected, identified for the Amrit Kalash program. Well, many of you may be aware of the Amrit Kalash program that is a part of the Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program started by Bhagwan. For the benefit of listeners, let me tell you that the selected families that have been severely affected by the drought will be given a package consisting of rice, wheat, pulses, jaggery, groundnut and milk powder, along with Swami's photo and Vibhuti packet, which will last for few months. In fact, these resources which were given for the selected families in Maharashtra will be sufficient for them for the 2 summer months of April and May. Then further, in about 20 villages of among the drought hit villages in the Maharashtra, potable water is being supplied. These are remote villages that are not effectively covered by the relief work undertaken by the government of Maharashtra. Apart from this, special attention is also being given to cattle that are starving in these regions. Up to 5 veterinary camps are being organized, wherein the organization hopes to cover about 2,000 cattle per camp. So, this video, short video documentary has been uploaded in our website, made by the Sai organization of Maharashtra, and it's a moving account of the suffering the people of the drought affected areas are enduring and how the devotees of Bhagwan grabbed the opportunity to lift their master's message. So you can have a look at this video documentary and experience the love of Bhagwan Baba. Well, dear listeners, this is the segment Service Love in Action, and I am Team Radio Sai Raghu, and the time right now in our studio is 11:15 a.m. At the outset, I would like to play a special and unique bhajan sung by Bhagwan Baba in his golden voice. Well, dear listeners, Swami has sung the bhajan Hari Bhajan Bina Sukh Shanti Nahi many times after his divine discourses, right? Conveying the message that without singing the glories of Lord, one cannot be happy and peaceful. I am now going to play this same bhajan sung by Bhagwan, but with a difference. Well, you may be wondering what it is. Just find it out for yourself as Bhagwan Baba sings this bhajan in his golden voice.
जन सेव बिना सुख शांति नहीं हरि नाम बिना आनंद नहीं हरि नाम बिना आनंद नहीं जन सेव बिना सुख शांति नहीं जप जान बिना सम योग नहीं प्रभु दर्श बिना प्रज्ञान नहीं शांति नहीं
Saram, dear listeners, welcome once again to today's Thursday Life. This is the segment Service Love in Action, and I'm Team Radio Sai's Raghu, and I'm speaking to you live from Prashanti Nilayam, the abode of highest peace, the spiritual capital of the universe. Well, dear listeners, did you notice what makes this rendition of this bhajan so unique? Bhagwan adds a new line, which is Jana Seva Bina Sukh Shanti Nahi, which means without serving the humanity, one cannot be happy and peaceful in life. So, Hari Bhajan Bina Sukh Shanti Nahi or Jana Seva Bina Sukh Shanti Nahi, that is, without singing the glory of the Lord and without serving the society, there is no peace and happiness. This is the profound message that Swami conveys to us through this bhajan. Swami has always said that Manav Seva is Madhava Seva, that is, service to humanity is service to God. Well, dear listeners, talking about service to society, let me quote a small excerpt that Swami has said in his Divine Discourse, which he delivered on 21st November in the year 1988. And I quote, "We owe our existence to the society. All the name, fame, joy, happiness, wealth and prosperity that we enjoy are obtained from the society. Society helps in solving an individual's problems and confers all happiness on him. It helps the flower of humanity to blossom in an individual. It is therefore essential that man serves such a society. It is important that man serves nature through which he learns the highest truth of divinity. When someone lifts the handkerchief which we drop down and gives it to us, we do not forget to express our gratitude and say thank you. However, we pay no attention to expressing our gratitude to nature and the society which we are responsible for giving us, which are responsible for giving us so many comforts and facilities. Such a life that fails to express its gratitude is worse than the life of a beast. Service should be the prime goal of human existence and its primary task. To the contrary, we are discarding our main goal, placing our faith and vision on transient objects and thus wasting our life." Unquote. So dear listeners, this was from a Divine Discourse which Swami delivered on 21st November 1988, in which Swami elucidated on the point of serving the society. Well, dear listeners, always talking about seva, selfless service, I am very often reminded of the selfless service and the feeling of oneness of Mother Teresa. So let me quote this incident, which I have very often quoted in many of my previous segments also. So just for the benefit of new listeners, let me quote it once again. It seems once Mother Teresa discovered a man in the drains of Kolkata. Yes, literally in the drains of Kolkata. The man had been there for some time. His body was decaying and maggots were eating into his flesh. Mother Teresa brought that man to her ashram and was cleaning her wounds. Just then, her biographer Malcolm Magridge happened to enter the hall and he was aghast. He said, "Mother, I would not do this for $1 million. And pat came the reply, "Nor would I do that for $1 million. In fact, I won't be doing it even for $2 million. I'm just doing it for Jesus Christ." Well, dear listeners, really hats off to Mother Teresa's service to humanity and her sacrifice. So talking about Mother Teresa, well, I'm reminded of a beautiful Hindi song which highlights service and sacrifice. So let's listen to it.
जीवन खुशबू जीता है, सागर सावन देता है, जीना उसका जीना है, जो आरोप जीवन देता है, मधुबन खुशबू देता है।
सागर सावन देता है, जीना उसका जीना है, जो औरों को जीवन देता है। वाव, व्हाट ए सॉन्ग विथ मीनिंग ऑफ द लिरिक्स बीइंग सो टचिंग। वेल, जस्ट फॉर लिसनर्स हु डोंट अंडरस्टैंड हिंदी, आई वुड लाइक टू समराइज द मीनिंग ऑफ द सॉन्ग। द सॉन्ग सेज दैट द फॉरेस्ट ऑफ हनी गिव्स अस फ्रेग्रेंस एंड द ओशन गिव्स अस रेन एंड सो लाइफ हैज ए मीनिंग फॉर ही हु गिव्स लाइफ टू अदर्स। The song further conveys that if you cannot become the sun, at least be a lamp and keep burning. Many have sacrificed their lives so that love may continue in our hearts and so life has a meaning for he who gives lives to others. This song very beautifully explains the meaning of sacrifice, and sacrifice is the main requisite to service for serving the humanity. Well, dear listeners, you are tuned to Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, the message of love, the message of selfless sacrifice and selfless service. This is the segment Service Love in Action, and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and in this segment I speak about the various service activities done by Swami's devotees and his students. And dear listeners, for a change, today I am playing different songs on service, and I am trying to convey Swami's message by different anecdotes and interesting stories, and also what Swami has told about selfless sacrifice. In fact, further in the segment, I will be playing for you an audio documentary which features the service activities done by Sai devotees of Europe. Swami says that the proper study of mankind is man. So once an elderly devotee asked Bhagwan to elucidate this point, and Swami immediately asked him, "Suppose you are walking in a forest and a thorn pricks your leg, what would you do?" The devotee said that he would remove the thorn from his leg, and then Bhagwan asked, "How would you do it?" Well, the devotee was rather confused and said, "Swami, obviously with my hand I would do it." Then Swami said, "Why would you do it?" Well, now the devotee just kept mum. Then Swami explained, "The hand removes the thorn instantly from the leg because the moment the thorn pricks the leg, the hand also feels the pain. The legs and the hand are all part of one body, and every part of the body feels the pain when the thorn pricks the leg. So too, the entire world is the body of God, and when any part of this world feels pain or suffers, every other part should feel it in the heart and should respond to it, just as the hand responds to the thorn in the leg." Then Swami said that this is the way service should be done, that is, the feeling of oneness. Once, dear listeners, in the year 1985, that is, the year of Swami's 60th birthday, Swami went to the village called Amegundapalayam, which is just about 20 kilometers from Puttaparthi. This village is not too far from Puttaparthi, but even today the access road is very bad, and since the village is in the forest region, so no wonder the village has hardly improved. Well, getting back to Swami's visit to this village, Swami in a discourse given to the villagers and to the students who went with him said, "Veda says that God has thousands of eyes. India has thousands of villages, and those villages are my eyes. So dear students, no matter where you go, make sure you protect my eyes." Unquote. So Swami has always given a lot of importance to Grama Seva, that is village service. In fact, here Swami said that the thousand villages that are in India are Swami's eyes, and he tells students to protect his eyes, that is, he tells students to go for village service and uplift these villages, as it is always said that India has, that 70% of India is in villages. Well, speaking about service to society, one can see how all Swami's projects, be it the Grama Seva, educational institutions, hospitals, drinking water project, have all been done so silently without any publicity. So dear listeners, let's now listen to a song sung by Swami's students which highlights the various service projects that Swami has done. This song is in Telugu and it's from the album Prema Pravaham, which is a Sai Blossom product.
Ah, మొసగి ఒక్కోదార్చుచుందు జాడ్యముల బాపికి జనులనెల్లా తీర్చుటే నీదు దివ్య లీలా నీదు దివ్య లీలా దివ్య లీలా నీదు దివ్య లీలా
Sairam, dear listeners, it's 11:37 in our studio and I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and this is the segment Service Love in Action. And this Thursday Live is coming to you live from the studios at Prashanthi Nilayam, the abode of highest peace, the spiritual capital of the universe. Well, you just heard a beautiful Telugu song from the album Prema Pravaham. This is a Sai Blossom product, and to know about the various Sai Blossom products, please visit the site saiblossom.org. Well, dear listeners, talking about service to society, Swami has made the concept of selfless service so simple. He says, as I said in the beginning, do not think that service means taking a broom and sweeping the villages. It does not mean that. In fact, Swami goes on to say, just convert your work into worship by doing your duty sincerely. That is service. There is no point in going out and doing seva when in your own house you don't serve your children or do not discharge to the best of your capacity your duties to the organization you work for. This is an aspect of service which we should not ignore. It seems once a student in Swami's college was very weak in a particular work, particular subject. The first examination results were out and he had not done well, and the report went to his father and the father was naturally worried. Well, his father had a chance to meet Swami and he expressed his concern to Swami. He said, Swami, my son is very weak in such and such subject. Then Swami replied, there is a teacher in that college who is teaching that particular subject. He will take care of your son. There is nothing to worry about. So the father then told his son to go and tell the teacher what Swami had told. So as per Swami's command, the boy approached the teacher and the teacher helped him in his studies and the boy scored good marks in his next exams. Now you see, dear listeners, what the teacher was teaching was a pure academic subject, right? There was nothing spiritual about it. Obviously, the attitude with which he was doing that work had caught the attention of Swami, and at an opportune moment, Swami let it be known to the teacher also that he had recognized it. So the teacher was just discharging his duty sincerely, and it had become a true service to God. So you see, dear listeners, Swami has made it all simple. Just convert your work into worship by doing your duty sincerely. That is service. Okay, now just to break the monotony, let me play for you a beautiful Hindi song on service. Well, if you know Hindi, try to contemplate on the meaningful lyrics which says, Seva mein guzre, har pal hamara, girte huon ke bane ham sahara. That is, let's spend every second of our lives in service and let's always comfort the poor and the needy. Jairam, dear listeners, welcome once again to today's Thursday Life. This is the segment Service Love in Action, and I am Team Radio Sai Raghu. Well, the afternoon here at Ashram is very quite pleasant. It's quite warm. Today is 30th of May, and as always, 1st of June happens to be the opening of Swami's institutions, and the colleges and schools will commence the academic year. The Sri Sathya Sai Primary School, the Sri Sathya Sai Higher Secondary School, and the different campuses of the university. Well, the time in our studio is 11:47, and let's talk about service. It is said, Paropakarartham idam shariram. The body is given only to serve others. Well, let me quote it again. Paropakarartham idam shariram. The body is given only to serve others. Well, isn't that a profound statement and message? Swami Vivekananda used to say, if you cannot think of the world, at least think about your country. If you cannot think about your country, at least think about your community. Okay, if you cannot think about your community, at least think about your family. But for heaven's sake, do not think about yourself. There is a famous saying that Swami often quotes, Natapamsi na tirthani, that is, not by penance nor by pilgrimage, na shastram japa nahi, not by the study of scriptures nor by continuous chanting of the divine name, samsara sagarottare sajjanam sevanam bina. If you have the aspiration to cross the ocean of worldly existence, then you must serve. Well, in this context, I feel it's apt to mention an episode from the epic Ramayana. When Hanuman met Vibhishana in Lanka, Vibhishana conveyed his anguish to Hanuman. He said, "Oh Hanuman, how fortunate you are! I am constantly thinking of Rama, but I have failed in getting Rama's darshan. From the moment I wake up throughout the day till I go to bed, I chant Rama's name incessantly, but I have not been able to see Rama." For this Hanuman replied, "O Vibhishana, you are merely uttering Rama's name by mouth, but you do not participate in his work and mission. It is not sufficient if you chant Lord's name, but you should contribute in his work. It is 10 months since Sita has come to Lanka. Have you made any efforts to free Sita? Rama's name can be compared to current, and participation in his service is compared to bulb. Name is the current, service is the bulb. You can attain divinity only when you combine chanting of Lord's name with participation in his service." So this was the answer that Hanuman gave to Vibhishana in Lanka. Dear listeners, let's now listen to what Swami has said on Hanuman's service attitude.
Dasanu dasudanu kavalanura, dasanu dasudanu kavalanura, dasulaku sevane cheyamalara, dasanu dasudanu kavalanura. నేను ఎవరి విధంగా దాసాను దాసుడు కావాలి.
లెట్ మీ బి సర్వెంట్ టు ద సర్వెంట్స్.
సర్వెంట్ కు సర్వెంట్ గా ఉండాలి.
ఐ షుడ్ బి సర్వెంట్ టు ద సర్వెంట్స్.
హనుమంతుడు కూడా లంకలో ప్రవేశించాడు.
హనుమాన్ స్టెప్డ్ ఇన్ టు లంక.
ఈ వింత కోతను చూచి లంక రాక్షసులు అందరూ ఆశ్చర్యపడుతున్నారు.
ఆల్ డెమన్స్ వర్ వాచింగ్.
పూర్వం లంకలో కోతున్నప్పుడు వాళ్ళు చూడలేదు.
దే హావ్ నాట్ సీన్ మంకీ
బిఫోర్. చుట్టూ సముద్రం ఉంటుండాలి. ఈ సముద్రాన్ని దాటిపోయేటువంటి కోతులు ఎక్కడ ఉన్నాయి?
బికాజ్ లంక ఇస్ సరౌండెడ్ బై ఓషన్ ఆల్ అరౌండ్. నో మంకీ రీచ్.
ఏనాడు కూడా ఈ కోతును చూడలేదు.
దే నెవర్ సా ఎనీ మంకీ.
అందరూ చూస్తున్నారు ఆశ్చర్యంగా.
దేవర్ ఆల్
వింత రూపం మనకు కనిపిస్తుంటుండదని అనుకున్నారు.
దేవర్ వాచింగ్ దిస్ పెక్యూలియర్ మిస్టీ.
అందరిని చూసి నవ్వుతూ ఉండాలి.
అండ్ ద మంకీ స్టార్టెడ్ స్మైలింగ్.
రాక్షసుని చూసి వెక్కిరిస్తుండాలి.
స్టార్ట్ మేకింగ్ ఫన్ ఆఫ్ ద డెమన్స్.
అందులో ఒకరు ప్రశ్నించాడు.
వన్ క్వశ్చన్.
ఎవరు నీవు?
Who are you?
Dasoham kusalendrascha. Neen evaru anukuntunnara? Nenu gunavantudu balavantudu hanumantudu kaadu. Dasanu dasudanu దాసులు రామచంద్రుని యొక్క దాసుడని ఉన్నాడు.
వాట్ ఇస్ ద రిప్లై? ఈ దశను చేతనైన
వినయమును ప్రకటించడం చేతనే రామకార్యాన్ని దిగ్విజయం గావిస్తూ వచ్చాడు.
ఈ సెడ్ ఐఎమ్ ద సర్వెంట్ ఆఫ్ రామచంద్ర, దేర్ ఫోర్ హియర్స్ మే ఫుల్ఫిల్ ద
రామార్థములను శిరసావహించడానికి మొట్టమొదట మనం సరైనటువంటి ఒక స్థితిలో నిలిచాలి. అహంకార నిర్మూలనం కావాలి.
టు ఫుల్ఫిల్ ది కమాండ్ ఆఫ్ రామ వీ షుడ్ కిల్ అవర్ ఈగో.
విధేయతను మనం ప్రకటించాలి.
హ్యూమిలిటీను
ప్రకటించడం మాత్రమే కాదు ఆచరించాలి.
నాట్ విల్ ఎక్స్ప్రెస్, వీ షుడ్ యాక్ట్.
ఈ విధమైనటువంటి వినయ విధేయతను మనం నిరూపించినప్పుడే నిజమైనటువంటి దాసులుగా ఉంటాం.
దాసోహం కౌసలేంద్రస్య, ఐ ఆమ్ ద సర్వెంట్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ రామ. This was what Hanuman said when he was asked, "Who are you?" He said, "I am the servant of Lord Rama." So, dear listeners, when we serve others, actually we are serving ourselves. Service to others makes us more humble. It brings us the quality of humility which was shown by Hanuman when he said, "I am the servant of Lord Rama." Well, dear listeners, taking the segment forward, now I'll be playing for you the highlight of today's episode. That is the audio documentary which features the service activities done by Swami's devotees in Europe. This audio documentary is from our radio series Serving in the Name of Sai, and all the background music for this audio documentary has been composed by Anirudh, Radio Sai's Anirudh. So, let's listen to this audio documentary, which is about 30 minutes.
Serving in the name of Sai. Across every state of Bharat, across 125 countries, across political, religious, racial, geographic and linguistic divide, across social and cultural barriers, what compels millions to step forward and reach out to complete strangers in need? Since 1940, when the 14-year-old Satya declared his divine mission, a silent revolution has emerged from the heart that preaches only one language, that of unconditional love. Through his massive service projects, Bhagavan Baba has redefined spirituality as social activism, responsible charity and conscientious citizenship. Be it service project in remote Andhra Pradesh or at a slum in Zimbabwe, volunteers from all backgrounds are transforming our world by serving in the name of Sai. Dear listeners, welcome to Radio Sai series Serving in the Name of Sai. In this program, we will bring you reports of the service activities by Sai volunteers across India and the world. Today's segment features accounts of inspiring service carried out across the European continent from Zone 6, Region 61 and 62. These have been taken from the book Sai Challenge, given to us lovingly by Sai devotees of these regions. In all, we feature glimpses of humanitarian works done by Sai organizations from 8 countries. Today, we start with a service rendered in Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Bhagavan Baba has always said that service to man is service to God. Taking these very words to heart, 27 Sai devotees took the initiative to conduct a medical camp in the town of Samaj in Bosnia and Herzegovina. They were supported by a team of 67 doctors, social workers, members of the Women's Association, the Red Cross, and a number of local volunteers. The medicines required by the camp were donated by the members of the Sai organizations from all over Europe and by the Bosnian pharmaceutical firms Euroliliac and Bruchko. The men and the materials were now ready, and what the Satya Sai volunteers needed was a place to conduct the camp. By the blessings of Bhagwan Baba, that was wonderfully resolved when a local school director, aware of the work carried out by the Sri Sathya Sai organization in Bosnia, offered his school premises as a venue to conduct the camp. Thus, the Sai organization held its biggest ever camp in that region, serving 295 patients from the town and the surrounding villages, comprising of 86 men, 167 women and 42 children. The camp was crowded with doctors and patients. People came from far and near to avail of this God-sent opportunity. Many of them had not seen anything like it before. Many came from war-torn areas and had never expected anyone to take care of them or to try and help them. Their gratitude could be seen in the way they responded to the loving care they received in the camp from the Sai team. Many of them were not ready to leave even after receiving their treatment, probably wanting to hold on to that precious commodity they were receiving there in ample measure, pure, unconditional love. Even though the doctors were swamped with work in the camp, they made sure that everyone got the required treatment. The ophthalmologists alone conducted over 100 examinations. Following the medical camp, the Sai devotees distributed some clothes and food supplies as well. All people expressed their happiness and gratitude to Swami and to the Sai volunteers. The magnanimity of the service activity attracted the press agency, SRNA, as well as a local TV reporter, both of whom interviewed the representative of the Sathya Sai organization of Bosnia and Herzegovina. The camp also served the needs of some animals which were unwell. Country folk from a nearby village brought over some animals to be examined by the vet. Goodness inspires goodness in others. People who heard about the camp came forward to help. A brother and a sister from Germany looked after 24 children during a kids' painting workshop being held, thereby giving an opportunity for the children to heal their war traumas and also enabling their parents to be free to meet the doctors. The school headmaster was present for the entire day, along with some of his colleagues. At the end of the day, they helped to clean up, while the Sai volunteers rearranged the classrooms for the next day of school. In Greece, during a weekly Saturday food distribution service at St. George's Court, some Sai devotees met an Albanian gypsy, a mother of 5 children aged between 1 and 15 years. They learned from her that she worked all day selling clothes in an outdoor market while her alcoholic husband was unemployed. The Sai devotees, hearing about the sorry plight of the family, decided to help them. 4 Sai devotees, along with a few friends, decided to undertake this task. After visiting the family, they took one of the daughters, 4-year-old Diane, to see a children's theater show. They quickly realized that the child was very unwell, suffering from head lice infestation, malnutrition, and poor physical hygiene. As she was at home all day, she also had poor social skills. When they took her back home, the team became extremely concerned as they discovered that 2 other children at home were also very sick. The following day, the Sai devotees took the 3 children to a local public hospital. There, one child was diagnosed with acute pneumonia and the other with bronchial cough, which could turn into asthma if untreated. When the doctors of that hospital became aware of the kind of selfless service the Sai devotees were doing, they too wanted to help. After examining the kids, they offered all required medicine, including antibiotics, inhalers, and food free of charge. They also promised to bring clothes, toys, and whatever else the children might need. The Sai team was greatly encouraged by this and were grateful for the divine hand at play, helping them in their efforts to help the poor lady and her family. They bathed the children
cut their hair and applied lice medication to their hair. Then they fed the children well and covered each of them with blankets that they had brought for them. In a short while, they took them back home, where they collected all their soiled clothes for washing. The next day, Dian developed a high fever. The Sai volunteers took her home and lovingly looked after her through the night. The Sai devotees continued their visits to the family and taught the older sister how to take care of the younger children. The Sai team took the children on their first ever visit to a playground and were delighted to see how happy the children were. The children wished to be baptized and wished to attend school. They discussed these issues with the mother, who agreed and accepted these proposals. The Sai devotees then took the children to the church to meet the priest who was to baptize them. He was so touched by their story that he made arrangements to provide them food on a daily basis. Soon, with the help of a few other Sai volunteers, a second-hand washing machine, a refrigerator and a stove were arranged for the family and delivered to their home. The Sai devotees were touched by the entire service initiative and felt that it was a tremendous learning and humbling experience for them. It gave them complete faith in the fact that one acts sincerely to alleviate human problems, all doors open up and help comes from all directions. As Bhagavan Baba so often says, divine guidance is always at the side of the giver.
As part of another Satya Sai service initiative, the local Sai group decided to clean an area covering a few acres from the litter that visitors carelessly leave behind in Parnitha forest. Mount Parnitha is one of the most beautiful mountains in Greece. It is now part of a national park that surrounds Athens. It is a unique natural retreat for the inhabitants of the capital. The devotees contacted the chief officer of the local council, who accepted their offer of help and was willing to give them such assistance as was available for the cleaning of the area. On the first day, an inspection team visited the mountain and selected the prime areas where the visitors were found to be leaving litter. On a second visit, the same team worked out where the collections would be undertaken. A careful plan was formulated as to how the members would be positioned at the starting point and where they would move on in order to achieve the best results. On the third visit, the actual collection took place. 14 Sai members from different centers, along with 3 of their friends, took part and removed dozens of litter bags. The items gathered by the Sai team included sleeping bags, plastic and glass bottles, tins, broken toys and pieces of furniture, paper, tiles and numerous other items. After making sure that the area had been restored to its pristine beauty and that no man-made items spoiled its splendor, they carried the garbage bags to a specific point on the trail for collection. At a specified time, a municipality truck arrived and the bags were loaded for disposal. They also gave environmental lessons to some families that were picnicking in the area, advising them to take their litter away in their cars and dispose it off in the right manner so that stray dogs do not tear the garbage bags open and scatter the litter all around. The exemplary service performed by the Sai volunteers attracted an article in the local paper, Acharnas, as an example for emulation. The Sai team felt a sense of great fulfillment and satisfaction, experiencing the joy of team spirit, love and cooperation that bound all of them together during the service. Swami's teachings of respecting nature and keeping it pure were followed in word and spirit. The team truly experienced what Swami repeatedly says, service is divine. It makes life worthwhile.
Helping a Slovenian family. The Ljubljan Sai Center had been performing joint seva with the Novo Mesto Center and the Valania Group for some time. The Slovenian Youth Friends Association and the social services informed them about a family in need of help, and the Sai devotees immediately decided to render the required help. In the family, the father was physically challenged and as a result had been forced to retire from service, and the mother was registered as unemployed and could hardly take up a job as she had two small children who were ill. The boy was 5 years old and was short-sighted, having 7.5 diopters in one eye. The girl was 2.5 years old and suffered from bronchitis. The family depended on social assistance and spent the majority of their income to pay the rent for one half of the old house where they lived. They had very little money left for food and fuel. The Sai devotees visited the family to study the most urgent needs of the family and discovered that their most essential need was heating for winter, as temperatures could drop below freezing. The family also needed food and clothes. After a few service meetings at the Sai centers where members were advised about the family and their needs, they were able to collect food, clothes, books, toys and bicycles for both the children. Two donors offered to provide the firewood and the others to transport it to the family's house. 34 members from the Sai Center and nearby Sai groups joined in the service. The house grounds needed a good cleaning, so they started by collecting all the litter and garbage that was spread around in plastic bags. When the area was tidied up, some members started to prepare the food and others distributed to the needy family all the goods collected for them. A big pile of firewood, about 8 cubic meters, that was unloaded earlier that morning, had to be stored in its proper place. More than 10 Sai members made a chain and passed the wood from the pile as far as the woodshed, while others carried firewood to a place under the eaves of the house using wheelbarrows. All the wood was moved and stored within 2 hours. Having received such love, affection and care in a time of dire need, the family was overcome with gratitude. They wanted to know who had inspired complete strangers to help a family like theirs. When they heard about Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, tears rolled down their eyes. They were overwhelmed to hear that someone could be as self-giving as Baba and could also inspire others to be so loving and selfless.
Let us now move to the Sai Seva done in the country of France. A Sai devotee often passed by a public housing estate in Clichy-sous-Bois, about 20 kilometers from Paris. She noticed that the grounds around this estate were always extremely dirty and full of litter. Her observations gave rise to the idea to do some service to make the site more pleasant for its residents, more welcoming to its visitors. She hoped that eventually they could set an example of how one should revere nature and keep it pure as a mark of one's gratefulness to society for all the bounties that one receives from it. Swami says, "Understand that society is a source of whatever pleasure one derives and whatever wealth one achieves in life. We owe everything to society and should be grateful to society for all that we receive from it. We have to repay this debt by helping as many people as we can." Taking a cue from this guideline given by Swami, the office bearers of the Satya Sai organization from the Paris 1 and Paris 3 centers took part in a preliminary survey mission. Photographs of the various areas were taken with an aim to organize the work. They fixed the meeting point, they arranged for the equipment needed for a cleanup, and a vehicle to transport the collected rubbish to be deposited at the public dump. 25 SAI members participated in the service initiative, and they were joined by 3 Canadians who were on vacation in Paris. When they heard about this activity, they delayed their departure so that they could take part in it. While they were busy working, 2 young children who were walking their dogs were intrigued by what they saw. They came close to watch the SAI devotees picking up rubbish thrown from the estate windows, and one of the SAI volunteers told them, "See how dirty the estate is. What a lack of respect for nature and for everybody who lives here. This is not a good example." The children immediately understood this and joined in to help. Several passers-by watched with amazement, murmuring and smiling a thank you. One man thought they were from the city hall. Apparently, the residents of the estate had been asking for over a year for the city authorities to send someone from the streets and roads department to pick up the burned garbage and empty oil cans thrown around this improvised parking area. The SAI volunteers replied that they were not from the city hall, but that they were a group of SAI devotees that preferred to spend their time in doing something good, instead of sitting at home and watching television. The man couldn't believe his ears and continued thanking them repeatedly with the words, "Thank you from the bottom of my heart." As the SAI volunteers continued their work, more and more people stopped by, some just to satisfy their curiosity and some to lend a helping hand. Soon a small crowd began to gather there. Sensing that the crowd was receptive to hearing us speak, we took the opportunity to convey the loving message of Bhagwan. The SAI youth presented a short play on the theme of non-violence. This was very well received and gave rise to more curiosity among the people, and they wanted to know more about Swami and his teachings. Realizing the universality of his teachings, some of the spectators started attending the SAI center in the area. Meanwhile, at the site, the SAI volunteers returned to their service of cleaning the area. They saw with regret that some of the areas cleaned that morning were already dirty again from garbage thrown out of the estate windows. The 5 kids living there were waiting to help the SAI volunteers. They gathered approximately 80 garbage bags together with some other large items and performed 2 trips to the public dump located several kilometers away. At the end of the day, all were tired but very happy. Swami has often stated, "The joy one gets while promoting another's joy is incomparable." And this was definitely experienced by the SAI volunteers performing the seva.
In Croatia, 4 members from Croatian centers were selected to clean one of the most beautiful coasts in the country, which had been terribly neglected despite its popularity. Even in autumnal September, people came to enjoy its blue waters and golden sand, yet did not care to maintain its beauty and left behind considerable litter. Garbage had begun to amass and was also strewn over the entire area. The challenge of cleaning the coast began with a few SAI devotees who took the initiative and were soon joined by some visitors who were watching from nearby. Inspired and motivated to serve in the name of SAI, the team of SAI volunteers returned to the beach to continue this service on several occasions. Every time there would be visitors to the beach who were inspired by the service of the SAI team, and all worked together as a team. This simple work gave such immeasurable joy and a sense of satisfaction to the participants, giving credence to Swami's words that service is divine. It makes life worthwhile.
The Sai organization in Italy had been working on the maintenance and restructuring of the cottage guest house in the woods within the Mother Sai premises. This was part of a larger and essential service to ensure that the entire complex operated efficiently. All the work was coordinated by professional builders, carpenters and painters, ably aided by Sai members from all over Italy. Together, they handled many tasks like painting the walls, ceilings, doors and window frames, installing a new roof, giving finishing touches to fixtures, cleaning of the gutter and the rain pipes, renovating the external fence, constructing a new gate, and leveling the land surrounding the cottage. At the end of the renovation service, the Mother Sai guest house was all set and ready to accommodate Sai members and visitors from all over Europe, thereby ensuring them a hearty and hospitable welcome. The Satya Sai organization in Spain wished to serve the society by introducing Swami's teachings of love and harmony to the public so that it would enrich their lives and fill them with love and hope. After considerable thought, it was decided that they would make a CD of devotional songs highlighting the teachings of Swami so that it would lift their hearts and touch their souls. They began to select songs which would appeal to the public in content as well as in tune. They started by first looking for the necessary available human resources. A devoted member was selected to coordinate the project. The process of selection of members who had good voices and good instrumental music talents were selected from different parts of Spain. Finally, the coordinator arranged for the participation of a professional musician and a recording technician from the Rec Studios in Valencia. These friends, who were non-members, worked hand in hand with the project's director, and it was their selfless and generous assistance which made the final results possible. A local Sai devotee hosted in his residence the entire team of 21 Sai devotees who converged from the various parts of Spain, and in just one intense weekend, the entire recording of all the main voices accompanied by the guitar and percussion was completed. The songs were selected by the music director, and he also composed a number of new songs as well, and these were recorded one after the other with the support and encouragement of the national coordinator. The recording was further enhanced with the help of the professional experts in the studio with the active involvement of the music director. With their hearts brimming with love for Sai, and as an expression of their love and concern for the community, the CD was titled We Surrender. The entire team of Sai members who worked tirelessly are quick to state that their motivation for taking on this project was the desire in their hearts to uplift the consciousness and to bring joy in the hearts of people through devotional and spiritual singing. The CD is a collection of 18 soul-stirring devotional songs. Moving on to the Sai Seva being conducted in the beautiful country of Switzerland. This story began some time ago when two Sai members traveled to Prashanti Nidayam and returned with their hearts brimming with joy. On hearing so much from them about Satya Sai Baba, one of their neighbors, an 83-year-old lady, decided to travel with them all the way to India. The trip made them all feel extremely happy and joyful, and they returned home to Zesish near Basel. The old lady was still so overcome by the immense love and light of Sai that she had experienced. However, she now came to notice how gloomy her apartment was, in direct contrast to the light she carried inside. This made her very uncomfortable. Some Sai members heard of her discomfort and decided to help. On a spring Saturday morning, three members from the center of Basel visited her home equipped with a ladder and all the essentials they needed to decorate the apartment. They worked with great enthusiasm for the whole day, sharing the love of Sai with the old lady. The service they offered her was a service that Sai had inspired in them. They were working in the name of Sai. The old lady helped as much as she could, and by the evening, all the rooms of her home were freshly painted and the place was full of light. The old lady is very happy now that Sathya Sai Baba's light was shining both within her and around her. Dear listeners, service to those in need, performed with a loving attitude while recognizing the divinity in those we are helping and done selflessly, is an example of Sai selfless service, whether it is done at home, at work or alone. The foundation of Sai service is always spiritual. It touches the soul of the one who serves and the soul of one who is served, both of whom are embodiments of God. Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba says, "This body has been given to you so that you may devote its strength and skills to the service of brother man. Serve man until you see God in all men. Then what you do will be elevated to worship." Song is, through his instruments embracing the whole of humanity with love and granting them solace, help and succor. His instruments are his devotees who live their lives guided by his principles and who consider it their greatest privilege in life to serve in his name. Serve in the name of Sai.
Saram, dear listeners, you are tuned to Asia's stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Well, as part of this segment, Service Love in Action, you heard an audio documentary, which is an episode of a radio series, Serving in the Name of Sai. In fact, dear listeners, you can download this audio documentary and many more such audio documentaries on service activities done by Swami students and devotees all around the world from our website, radiosai.org. Well, dear listeners, with this, I come to the end of my segment of today's Thursday Life. And as always, I place this segment at Bhagwan's lotus feet and thank him for giving me this opportunity to host this segment. Well, in this segment, I spoke few things about Lord Hanuman and about his attitude to service activities. And in fact, I also played a clip which is from a discourse delivered by Swami. So as conclusion, I'll be leaving for you by playing a bhajan on Lord Hanuman, Vayu Kumara Vanara Veera, sung by Kaustubh Bare, an alumnus of Bhagwan's University, and this bhajan is from the album Bhavanjali, which is a Sai Blossom product. Jai Sai Ram.
Sarinandana Anjani Putra,
Jesus.
केसरि नंदन अंजनी पुत्रा
केसरि नंदन अंजनी पुत्रा
जय हो पवन कुमारा जय हो पवन कुमारा जय हो पवन कुमारा जय हो पवन कुमारा वायु कुमारा वानर वीरा अति बलवंता हनुमंता केसरी नंदन अंजनी पुत्रा जय हो पवन कुमारा 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 वायु कुमारा वानर वीरा
ನೀ ದೇ ಕನುಬು ನೀ ಇದೆ ಮನಸ್ಸು ಅಂತ ನೀವೇಗ ಅಣುವಣುವುನ ಕಣ ಕಣವುನ ನಿಂಡಿಯುನ್ನ ಸದಯ ಹೃದಯ ಅಣುವಣುವುನ ಕಣ ಕಣವುನ ನಿಂಡಿಯುನ್ನ ಸದಯ ಹೃದಯ ಮಧುರ ಮೋಹನ ಘನ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಸುಂದರ ಸಾಯಿ ಕಲವನಿ ನೀನು ಪಿಲವನಿ ಜೀವ ಮೇಲ ಜಿಹ್ವೇಲ ನೀನು ಕಲವನಿ ನೀನು ಪಿಲವನಿ ಜೀವ ಮೇಲ ಜಿಹ್ವೇಲ ಮಧುರ ಮೋಹನ ನರ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಸುಂದರ ಸಾಯಿ
ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾಯಿ ನಾಳ ರಾಶಿ ಹೋಯಿ ಆ